Well, he did. It was a good shot, and you know, Jake Lucchini was in a good spot too. We had some traffic, I believe, at the net, but big time shot. He's got, you know, it's off the 4-on-4 off a face-off, and Matt can really one-time the puck, and it's a heavy shot. And, you know, you might even get a piece of it as a goaltender, but it's so heavy that it's going to carry through unless you get a real good piece of it. So that was a big goal by Matt, and he had a great weekend. I thought he played extremely well. You know, he's a tough competitor. He's tough on himself. He has high expectations. Once in a while, we got to tell him just to relax and play his game. And hockey, you're going to make a couple mistakes here and there, but his overall play has been outstanding this year.
So that made it 3-0 after the second period. There were 13-7 were the shots in the second period. Through that point of the game, Coach, Northern did have a couple of spells in there where sure. They handled the puck pretty well, but we seemed to take away any momentum rather quickly.
Yeah, they had, you know, first period, we were on the power play. We got that five-minute major. They did, excuse me. So we had the power play for 5 minutes. We were, you know, we were terrible. Let's be honest. We just didn't do much on that power play, and they got the best chance probably of the power play. They got a breakaway by Dom Schein, one of their leading scorers, and Jamie had to make a big save there. And then the second on their power play, they rang one off the post. A little bit of a blown coverage, but they had some isolated grade A scoring chances. Not many, but, you know, one of those goes in, and then it changes the game. It gives them a spark. And, you know, as long as you keep them off the score sheet, and that's one of the things I really liked about the weekend, is the goals against. Because playoff time, you're not going to be able to score as many goals. It's going to be a lot tighter hockey, so it's really important that you're keeping your goals against down. And we've emphasized that quite a bit the last week, you know, after our Alaska-Fairbanks series. So it was good to get back to rock solid defensively and not give them a whole lot.
Yes, I mean, 10 in the first period, 7 in the second period, and only 4 right. shots in the third period for Northern.
Yeah, I thought we got better as the game wore on, you know, and of course we wore them down, we got the lead, and sometimes that's what happens. Maybe you don't score in the first period, but if you're playing in their zone, you're putting a lot of pressure on the defenseman, you know, you're having them to have to go back for it a lot. Eventually, you're going to break down and make mistakes as you get tired, and I think that's one of the keys to our team is we have to make sure that we use our speed, our forwards continue to play in our oppositions and more, and break them down. And be patient and take care of our scoring opportunities.
Ryan Black went off for a cross-checking call early in the third period. That allowed for Jake Lucchini his third point of the game.
Baltus back up Lucchini. Up top, here's a shot. Big shot by Roy. Didn't get all of it that time, though. Sue can't clear. Well, that was a lazy clear attempt by Sue. Turns it over. Lucchini scores! Jake Lucchini with a great mister, and he beat Dahlstrom. Lead on the stick side. Huskies go up 4-0 with a power play goal.
Nice shot there by Jake Lucchini. Capitalize on Northern Michigan mistake.
No question. And you know, Jake shoots the puck in practice. You know, some days I just go, wow. You know, because he comes down, he doesn't dust it off, he just shoots it in stride, and it's got some momentum to it. And we see it quite a bit in practice, and I've been sort of waiting for the games. You know, I think in the games he wants to overhandle or try to get to a perfect place. In that situation, he didn't. He just shot it, and he's got zip on that puck. So that was a big-time goal, big-time shot, taking advantage you know, over on a turnover. And I thought one of the other key moments in the game, too, is we got Dahlstrom out of there, you know, who had been pretty well unbeatable. I mean, he lost one game the weekend before, but up until that point, he'd been, you know, I think 7-0, and goals against were great, save percentage. So I thought it was key to, you know, at least put a few by him and get him thinking a little bit.
Absolutely, and that was Jake Lucchini's fifth of the season. Mark Ock gets the only assist on that goal. Jake Lucchini with a +2. He had 5 shots on goal, led the team in that category.
Oh, he was
awesome. All over the place.
He was awesome. We talked about how I think the previous weekend that line hadn't done much, and all of a sudden Baltus scores, Lucchini scores, Gillies is getting in the play. We talk about that. It just seems every night it's a different line or a different combination getting the job done for us. Not that the other lines aren't helping in the game, but it's nice to see. You know, I think I asked you the other night after the game, you know, who's our first line? Who's our second line? Who's the third? You know, I don't think you can really say they're our first line. Sure, Alex Pitan's, you know, the leading scorer in the conference, but we've got a lot of guys who can score some goals.
Well, the final score, 4-0. Jamie Phillips gets his 10th career shutout, and that ups that record even more, going to make it more and more difficult for another goaltender to come in and beat that. And 39-21 were the shots in favor of Michigan Tech. 1-for-5 on the power play. Again, not great on the man advantage, not as good as we wanted to be, but we got a power play goal. And the big thing, like you said, Coach, we held them 0-for-4 on the man advantage.
Well, we did. And you have to look at all the numbers and all the situations. And you and I talk all the time about maybe the percentage isn't huge. It's when you're getting those power play goals. What point in the game, you could be 0-for-5 and all of a sudden you get one power play in a close game, a tight game when you need one and you score one. Your percentage is not going to be good, but that goal is going to be huge. And having said that, I believe we're in the top 10 in the country in power play percentage.
Absolutely.
And so, it's rolling pretty good. The whole body works good. So we know we can score some power play goals. It's nice. We'll talk about the next night, but we sort of really were clicking on all cylinders in the power play the next night. But no, it's good. And penalty killing's got to be better. We have to make sure we shut other teams down. And that was one of our problems against Fairbanks 2 weeks ago. So we'll be paying extra special attention to that this week in practice.
Coach, is Jake Jackson right now, is he the number one guy that's not in the lineup as far as the one you think about every night? Does he go in or not? Is he the first one there?
Well, he's one of them. I mean, I don't want to say he's the guy, but he came on the trip with us. And, I really was hoping to get him in a game this weekend, especially on that Olympic-sized sheet, the way Jake skates and everything. But having come off such a strong performance on Friday night, you owe it to the players who played in the game. Like I always say, it's easy to take somebody out. To put somebody in, but who do you take out? And you start looking, well, he had a good game, but Jake's been fantastic. He's been a professional about it. He knows he's a big part of the future going forward, and could be this year, could be this weekend. You never know. We could play 3 games in 3 days, and we're going to need bodies. So, and Jake knows that, as well as our other players like Evan Anderson, Mason Blacklock, and Jimmy Davis, and Walker Hyland, Patty Anderson. They've all been fantastic. They're ready to go, and we have no hesitation to put any of them in at any given time.
All right, the final score 4-0, Michigan Tech over Northern Michigan. Huskies see that Minnesota State wins on Friday night, so they were not able to catch up to the Mavericks, and so everything came down to the final night. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Mel Pearson Show.
Yeah, and Dirk, can I just want to add,
sure.
great crowd. Thanks for the community and the fans for staying after the game and honoring the seniors. I think we've got one of the best, ceremonies after the game, with the parents there and the players, and it's just so great to see. And, I just want to thank our fans and the community for staying after the game. That really means a lot to the players. If you're just doing it in front of 10, 12 people or just family and friends, but when your fans say that, I think that really shows a lot about the type of community and the type of people we have here and the type of fans, and that means a lot to our players. So thank you.
Because a lot of teams will do that before the game or during the intermissions, which to me makes me nervous about taking away the intensity of the game.
Well, and I think some programs, I shouldn't say anything about other programs, but maybe they're concerned about how many people are going to stay after the
game.
That's
what I mean.
Whatever.
It's a risk.
It's a risk. But you know what? That goes to show you the type of hockey fan we have in this community. And thank you.
All right. We'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show. If you have a question for Coach, you could email it right now, dj@themix93.com.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a wealth advisor, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's